selaku misku yang buat aku bosan. Klub ini ramai tapi jiwa aku kosong.
Children love just screen time.
Screen time.
Yay!
But sometimes they don't.
Screen time.
Okay.
Changes in behavior may be a sign that our children have been exposed to inappropriate content or online bullying or predators. Pay attention to the sign. It's not too late.
Screen time.
Dad, help me.
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
이해롭고 불안 해롭고 밥을 놓고 망이 굳이 숨어한 감부 이리민 피쿠 불안민 핀부 구정할 수 알아 하티 몸한 길
조금만
Kini aku melangkah ke sana.
Sang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selasang Sang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selatan Sang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Yang kau ciptakan, lepaskan beban dirimu.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasalami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasalami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shred it or melt using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or pot to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Gagal jika dipelihara, cinta bisa sempurna bila kau mau berkorban. Cinta itu anugerah, jangan kau sia-sia. Cinta itu mengerti, berarti arti mengalah. Cinta tak membuatmu menangis, membuatmu tertawa, juga membuatmu belajar dewasa. Karena cinta surga dunia yang nyata, anugerah luar biasa.
If Palestine, how can I forget you? Palestine, how can I forget you? This poetry is theme with the children of Gaza who confronted Israeli aggression in 1988 to 1989. That's the poetry of Taufik Ismail, a well-known Indonesian poet and writer. Born by a couple between Al-Ghafar Ismail and Siti Nur Muhammad Nur in Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra, Taufik Ismail was grown up in Pekalongan. At that time, his parents, who had just married, moved from Minangkabau, West Sumatra, to Pekalongan, Central Java.
Ayah saya dan ibu saya belum berumur 21 tahun pada waktu itu.
My father and my mother were not 21 years old at that time. They were not disposed to legal. They were driven out of Minangkabau together with their colleagues of the same age. This was one thing that I could not tell you more. But the Dutch government did not drive away as they wanted. They asked where you were going if you wanted to get out from Minangkabau. They made a short survey where they would move to. Then they took conclusion. There were some very sympathetic areas of the freedom of struggle. Two of them were Pekalongan and Majalaya. Then my father chose a place in Pekalongan.
In Pekalongan, Taufik Ismail's father was known as a young cleric. His father taught Tafsir al-Quran. Meanwhile, his mother taught women. His father had also changed the profession as a reporter in Sinar Baru newspaper in Semarang. There is a proverb saying that fruit falls not far from the tree. Taufik Ismail showed his interest in reading and writing.
Saya dibesarkan di dalam
I was grown up under the strict situation of my father and mother. If they would give recitals, I should open the book first. The book were big and thick. After evening prayers, I saw them sitting. They said, take the book, read it, and make notes. I like to read and to buy books. So there were two things. First was reading, and second was writing. Well, it influenced my life. So once a month, I was taken into the bookstore. I might choose any book suitable for the children, while my father was looking for books that he would like to buy.
Taufik Ismail's interest in writing continued with the publishing of poetry, which he sent to the newspaper where his father worked. He was determined to become a writer and poet.
Nah, di SMA, saya sudah mulai memikirkan karir.
In a senior high school, I was already thinking about a career. I am thinking what I should be. Of course, I should study at university, but at the college, what subject shall I take? Then I wished to become a writer. Later on, I learned that those who wanted to be writers had to become journalists first. Between journalists and writers, they were much closer. In journalism, someone with writing talent got a job in newspaper more easily.
SMA.
When I was at the senior high school, I received scholarship to study in United States for 1 year. The name of the scholarship was AFS, American Field Service. When I studied at high school in America, I stayed in an American family as a poster child. By chance, at the first stage, there were 7 persons. I went to America by ship for 1 month at sea. From Jakarta, I passed Colombo, Suez Canal, Napoli, Gibraltar, and Atlantic Ocean. And then I arrived in New York. I read many literature books. One of them was a book of poetry by Sitor Situmorang. It was about Napoli. I brought the book, and then when the ship was about to arrive in Napoli, I read a poem. Well, it was really tremendous. I wanted to emulate Sitor Situmorang and wanted to write some poem.
Taufik Ismail's desires to write poetry and his interest in reading were forged in Whitefish Bay High School in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, USA, where he lived with his foster family. At school, he had to read a book in English about 50 to 100 pages within 2 weeks. More sincerely, Taufik Ismail started to get used to a lot of reading with a fast time in 3 months. In addition to studying literature in the land of Uncle Sam, Taufik Ismail was guided by Helen, his foster mother, to learn working, which took him into another dream in his life.
Nah, datanglah masa libur.
Well, it was holiday. Ma'am Helen asked me on the later Christmas holiday what you wanted to work. Oh, no, working. No. Ma'am Helen said, you should work so you could get money. Oh, it is okay then if I got the money. I worked at a textile store. Then it was another holiday in April. I didn't know I was taken into a farm. Then I worked in there. My job was to mow the wet fields and to feed the chickens. The hard job was to cut the wet. If I finished at the middle of the day, I took break. I sat and ate my food that brought from home. I saw the farmer's house. Besides, there was a high barn where the grain was stored. I saw grandparents, sons, daughters, and two grandchildren. We ate together, and last, I was jealous very much. Then, if I return later, I had to have a place like this farm, and at noon, I sat down with my wife and kids while I was having lunch. But then, there was a typewriter. I typed poems in there. That was my dream.
Literature and farming were the dreams of Taufik Ismail that he told his parents on his return from the United States in 1957.
Cita-citaku, Pa, Ma. Cita-citaku itu aku ingin jadi sastrawan.
My dream, father and mother, is a writer. I am talented to write poetry. In America, I have read 7 books for a year and my grade was good. I wanted to be a writer, but to become a writer in Indonesia, literature cannot guarantee the income. We must have one profession. Profession is usually a journalist, and I do not want to be a journalist. I want to be a farmer who has 20 to 30 hectares of land, 20 to 30 cows, 500 to 1,000 chickens, and the knowledge of farming.
He tried to achieve his dreams by studying at the Faculty of Veterinary Medicine and Animal Husbandry at Bogor Agricultural University. After graduating from the college, Taufik Ismail wanted to open a farm ranch.
Keinginan saya, itu saya ingin membuka...
My desire was to open a farm ranch. Where was the place? Indonesia is very large. On the island of Java, it is difficult. 15 to 20 hectares would be very expensive. In Sumatra, it's costly as well. In eastern Indonesia, it might be cheap, but the distance is far. Finally, I could get a land in Malacca Strait. In there, there are about 20 to 30 islands in a row, and there are about 15 uninhabited islands. There is no person and it is spacious. The width could reach 20 to 30 hectares. I checked to Bapenas. Whoa, this was a great choice because of its marketing. So later, the chicken eggs and the chicken meat and beef and milk, I could sell them all to Malaysia and Singapore. But more interestingly, it's the east coast of Sumatra. On the east coast of Sumatra, there were 3 oil companies, namely Caltex, Stanvac, and Pertamina. Before, there was no Pertamina. The 3 oil companies had employed around 2,000 up to 3,000 people. How many eggs sold there would be sold out? How great my planning was, wasn't it? I had the need to find credit to buy expensive land on the island of Java and Sumatra. I got one free of charge in Malacca Strait.
But unfortunately, the plan has not materialized. His life at the time would go on to take advanced studies in the United States along with 30 other people. This time, he was a young lecturer at Bogor Agricultural University, IPB. However, the signing of the Cultural Manifesto, which had been outlawed by President Sukarno, changed everything. Taufik Ismail and other artists signed the Cultural Manifesto. 3 people supporting the statement that were public servants were dismissed, including Taufik Ismail.
Saya dipecat 3 hari sebelum saya pergi ke Amerika.
I was dismissed 3 days before I went to America. But the passport was on my hand and I also had the ticket. I wanted to escape abroad. Well, the first port to America that I stopped was Yokohama in Japan. Fortunately, my foster brother, the son of Mom Helen, was an army doctor who was on duty in Yokohama. I would land in Yokohama. I asked for help so that I was protected in Yokohama. My mother and father had come from Pangalongan. My younger siblings had come as well. They were very excited. Just imagine. It was 1964. Going to overseas was still luxurious. I did not say to the parents about the plan, but then I prayed tahajud. In my tahajud prayer, I got the answer, I should not go. I canceled it, I've returned the passport.
The event did not make him stop working. As a poet, Taufik Ismail, who was also a founder of the literary magazine Horizon, on which he is now the chief editor, has read his poems in many regions across Indonesia and overseas. In every historic event in Indonesia, Taufik always appeared by reading his poems, such as the fall of the Suharto regime, Trisakti incidents, and the Bali bombing incident. In addition, Taufik Ismail's work also can be enjoyed through his translation of different languages. One of them is in Arabic. A collection of poems by Taufik Ismail, which was translated in Arabic language, entitled Fawqab Turab Turab, meaning dust on the dust, is translated by Professor Dr. Nabila Lubis, a key literature lecturer at State Islamic University, Jakarta.
Walaupun karyanya diterjemahkan ke bahasa Inggris, ke Belanda, ke apa, tapi semuanya itu...
Although his work has been translated into English and Dutch, all of them do not satisfy him. He wanted one of his works in Arabic, wanted to serve his parents who used to wish him to be able to speak Arabic well. But he had done his best. He had already learned everywhere, but could not be. Finally, at least I created a book in Arabic to be presented to the spirits of my parents. This was a proof that I made something in Arabic. Translating a literary work is certainly not easy. It also makes Nabila Lubis think first before accepting the offer of translating poetries of Taufik Ismail.
Pertama ketika melontarkan masalah itu, saya tergugah.
First, when delivering the question, I was interviewed, but I did not immediately accept it. That's a big problem. It's hard. How literature and Indonesian poetries are translated into Arabic? They couldn't be. Sir, give me time to think about it. I will think any time again. The request of someone in 1993 was asked which of Indonesian literature was and the other one he wished was met. Finally I said, I tried first. I had already made a selection. And a list such as Bimbo song. Sir, I tried first shorter songs. If it went on well, God's blessing, I directly moved to harder ones. Like God, the God Almighty, but that was made in Arabic was not good. Although it seems so easy, I finally tried again and tried again. Thanks God. Finally I finished in 2 years. Fauka Turab Turab, or Dust on the Dust, is a collection of poems by Taufik Ismail from the years 1954 to 2013. These poems have been translated into Arabic language. This translation is his most noticeably emotional work because it was dedicated to his parents who actually wanted Taufik to become a cleric, since in Pekalongan, his father was called cleric.
Sosok Taufik Ismail itu orang yang alim.
Taufik Ismail is a man who is very religious. He and his poems are beyond comparison, and his efforts to enrich Indonesian literature was extraordinary. He's able to mix to anyone, anywhere, every corner of life, social or religious people and political parties. Everything that he could talk about made him truly rich. He enriched the Indonesian literature to enter all areas. So I was really amazed. For Taufik Ismail, everything is okay. So, to be one of his poems and writings for his outstanding classical language acquisition is really outstanding. Yes, Taufik Ismail is remarkable. From literature to music, he is very skillful. Poet who holds Datuk Panji Alam Khalifatullah was writing songs for Ian Antono, Krisha, and Arman Maulana. One of the songs he wrote is a religious song sung by singer and songwriter, the late Krisha.
Satu hari Krishna datang kepada saya.
So one day Krishna came to me and then he told, "Bro, I have a song. Would you like to make the lyrics for me?" He said that I love the lyrics sung by Mother. I replied, "Of course, I also love your songs." Then he gave me the tape and I wondered how long it is. The deadline was 1 month. He made the records in Australia. Then I listened to it. Whoa, the songs were very good. I really liked songs. The songs were very nice. 1 week and 2 weeks is not possible. Where should I take it? 3 weeks and it has not been finished until the 4th week. It's already the 9th. And then I came up with my conclusion. It seems impossible. Yes, I will talk about it later on Saturday with Krishna. Then I said, "Krishna, bro, you couldn't do it. Your songs are good, but I didn't get the lyrics."
Kebetulan itu malam Jumat. Malam Jumat saya punya kebiasaan saya malam Jumat saya baca surah Yasin.
Well, it was Friday night. I had a habit to read surah Yasin. Then I came to surah 65.
A'udzu billahi minasyaitonir rajim. Al yauma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim dan seterusnya. Saya kemudian Ini dia.
And so on. Then, I said, "Here it is. The theme is terrific. But can such a theme be so great to get into a song whose row is limited and its syllables are also too limited? So there will be the time on which the smart mouth can talk and cannot talk. Then can talk and what they are doing. Then if it go anywhere, well, it is very tremendous. One night, it was my all out. Finally, one song was finished. At the morning, Krishna came and then I gave it to him. Krishna was very excited. When he heard the first time and tried to sing it, he cried. He's not strong. Then he tried and could not do anything.
Religious songs that Taufik Ismail created are from a group of religious music from Bandung, Bimbo.
Oh, kalau dengan Bimbo banyak sekali.
With Bimbo, there are a lot of songs. So, 3 of them are the brothers who are very creative. They're singing and whistling. As they sang, they were recorded and then the tape was handed to me. Then I sometimes asked what the theme was. Then they said that this was about Salat, praying about Yehudin. But if there are many, it's up to you, brother. I love, but I am sometimes confused too.
sajadah panjang terbentang dari kaki buayan sampai ke tepi kuburan hamba, kuburan hamba bila mati.
Kalau jelas betul misalnya tentang sholat, seperti misalnya
obviously the clear one is very example about sholat or prayer, such as long mat or long sajadah. It was good. I imagine the sholat. When I imagine sholat, I imagine a sholat mat. But how did I get it into the lyrics? Oh, could I? I imagine our life was riding over the world on the sholat mat. But the mat was too long. Initially, it was in the baby crib and then ended up in our cemetery. And we walked in the world on this sholat mat. The imagination was found out, I then wrote the lyrics. It became easy, but getting the idea was difficult.
Taufik Ismail is one of the greatest writers owned by Indonesia until now. Hopefully, all his work may color the literature sphere and Indonesian music.
Panjang terbentang, hambat unduk dan rupu, hamba sujud tak lepas kening hamba, mengingat dikau sepenuhnya.
Thank you.
listener as Kempot Teret is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this as Kempot Teret, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Some call as Kempot Teret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make es Kempot Teret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol teret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or cream sticky rice tape. For one bowl of es kempot teret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto says free nutritious meal program is a significant investment in the future. President Prabowo calls on the international community to stop violence in Gaza. Indonesian Coordinating Minister appreciated Australian business leaders' visit. Those are the headlines. Now the news in details. The first news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto says that the free nutritious meal program is simple but a significant investment in the future. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto highlighted two of his government's flagship program, free nutritious meals and free health checks, in his virtual keynote speech at the World Government Summit 2025 Thursday. Prabowo Subianto explained that the initiative program in his administration, the free nutritious meal, was admittedly a simple program, but it was a significant investment for the future of the nation.
Among our transformative initiatives is the free nutritious meal program. Providing a nutritious meal each day might seem modest, yet when implemented across hundreds of thousands of schools, 330,000 to be exact, from remote villages to vibrant urban centers, it becomes a significant investment in our future.
In his keynote speech uploaded on the Presidential Secretariat's YouTube account, Prabowo further explained that the free nutritious meal program targets more than 85 million children, as well as pregnant women in Indonesia. Meanwhile, the free health check program, according to President Prabowo, is an initiative to promote preventive care and early detection of health problems, foster a healthier and more productive society, and save money on health expenditures. Dora Pardede for Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The second news. President Prabowo calls on the international community to stop violence in Gaza. Dora Pardede has the details.
Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto called on the international community to stop the suffering in Gaza and rebuild Gaza immediately. This was conveyed by the President during his speech at the World Government Summit 2025 Thursday. President Prabowo emphasized that peace in Gaza must be ensured by supporting efforts towards a just resolution based on a two-state solution.
We must ensure peace prevails. Gaza has suffered enough. It is time to rebuild homes, reopen schools, and restore normalcy. Indonesia supports sincere efforts towards a just and lasting resolution anchored in a two-state solution.
The President further reiterated to the international community to stop the violence in Ukraine, Gaza, East Congo, and Africa to continue. President Prabowo reminded the participating countries of the World Government Summit that if the crisis is left unchecked, uncontrollable changes will threaten world stability. The World Government Summit is a high-level conference held annually by the United Arab Emirates. Held for the first time in 2013, the forum is attended by leaders from various countries along with world institutions such as the United Nations, World Bank, International Monetary Fund, experts from various sectors, civil society organizations, industry, and the private sector. For this year's meeting, the Indonesian delegation was led by Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Erlangga.